Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on giant creatures. With Godzilla, an atomic mutation as large as a mountain, like no kind of dinosaur that ever existed. The pop cultural icon, generally a metaphor for the destructive power of nuclear weapons, has been the subject of well over 30 films, with two more currently in production. The most recent to be released in 2014 was called simply Godzilla. Here are selections from the score by Alexandre Desplat. Music from 2014's Godzilla, the most recent in what has been one of film's longest series. The score was by Alexandre Desplat. Our next outsized creature movie is Mysterious Island, after the novel of Jules Verne, a sequel of sorts to 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, in that Captain Nemo puts in an important appearance. Be that as it may, it's the giant creature effects by Ray Harryhausen that are the film's primary draw. Bernard Herrmann wrote the music. Here are selections from Mysterious Island.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the 1961 film Mysterious Island, Jules Verne's novel about prisoners of the American Civil War who escape by hot air balloon only to be swept off course to an uncharted island in the South Pacific. The film provides great set pieces featuring giant crabs, bees, and birds, though there may be some who feel that these embellishments are at odds with the intentions of the source material. Ray Harryhausen furnished the visual effects. The music was by Bernard Herrmann, who conducted the National Philharmonic Orchestra in these selections from Mysterious Island. Henry Mancini gained world fame for his breezy melodies for Breakfast at Tiffany's and the Pink Panther films, but he got his start writing for B-movies of the 1950s. As these things go, Tarantula from 1955 was actually one of the more successful. Scientists conduct experiments on different kinds of animals in order to develop a superfood nutrient as a preemptive strike against future overpopulation and world hunger. However, as the countryside becomes littered with cattle carcasses and pools of arachnid venom, clearly something sinister is afoot. Here's just a bit of Henry Mancini's music for Tarantula.
Thank you.
Music from the 1955 film Tarantula. Henry Mancini leading that selection from his own score with the Mancini Pops Orchestra. Interestingly, Clint Eastwood turns up in the film in a minor, uncredited role as the Jet Squadron leader who takes on the giant spider. It's all about unnaturally large creatures this week. Supersize Me. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. King Kong, which opened at New York City's Radio City Music Hall, and the RKO Roxy, to record-breaking business, on May 2, 1933, may be one of the most influential movies ever made. The recasting of the Beauty and the Beast fairy tale in a primeval setting, the pathos of a horrifying creature of the wild made vulnerable and even lovable, and of course the pioneering special effects, resonated with Depression-era audiences. And indeed, the repercussions of Kong can still be felt all these decades later. Not just through the two remakes, the cartoons, the parodies, and the legions of sequels and cameos in Japanese and Dino De Laurentiis monster team-ups, but in the whole spectacle movie gestalt, an important component of which, of course, is the near-operatic orchestral score. In this latter respect, Kong was every bit as much an innovator orally as it was visually. The music was by Max Steiner. Here's the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conducted by William T. Stromberg. We'll be right back. Selections from Max Steiner's pioneering film score to the 1933 classic King Kong. We've heard the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conducted by William T. Stromberg. Oscar Levant later described Kong as a symphony accompanied by a movie. The music was certainly a great part of the film's initial and enduring success. Steiner's concept and execution of the music for Kong was really the first of their kind. Thanks to Kong and other early efforts by Franz Waxman and Erich Wolfgang Korngold, a prototype of the Hollywood sound was formed, and the spectacular images on screen, especially those characteristic of the fantasy and adventure genres, were expected to be accompanied by equally lavish and outlandish orchestras. No doubt Hollywood would have figured it out eventually, yet it's very gratifying to say, if it weren't for Kong, there would be no Ben-Hur, there would be no Star Wars, there would be no The Lord of the Rings. At any rate, Kong got there first. And with that outsized music for an outsized hero, King Kong, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of unnaturally large creatures. Supersize me. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.